you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 20 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. We're getting that much closer to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's championship weekend. These games that are coming up are going to be some of the best games we've watched all season, and I am excited.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Me too. Big games coming up. Big show, man. We got a good show here. We're talking everything. We even got some trivia coming. Guys, go ahead, hit us with a like if you don't mind, and subscribe to the channel. We are giving away a signed Aaron Jones jersey next Tuesday. As soon as we know who's going to the Super Bowl, we're giving this bad boy away. All you got to do is like the video, subscribe to our channel, and we're going to do a live video. All you got to do is comment on it, and you're going to be automatically entered, and we're going to find out who's winning on Tuesday, that very show. Guys, the playoff picture, this is what we've had. This is what we started with. We are down to four teams. Big things going on. We've talked about them a lot already, but let's go ahead and jump to the first game, Trey. We got the 49ers at the Eagles Sunday at 3 Eastern time. What you got, buddy?
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Eagles picked to win by 2.5. I like that a lot. I think the Eagles have the potential to win by more than that. I definitely would take the under in this game. I would take the under in both games this weekend. I think, you know, at this point, these teams are so close, neck and neck. It's just going to be highly defensive, especially the Niners and Eagles. I mean, both their defenses are solid, the Niners being the superior in that state. But I also think the Eagles offense is far superior than the Niners, talking quarterbacks mostly.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, I get it. I keep thinking the Eagles are going to strike out. I mean, every time I watch a game, I'm like, this is the game. This is the game where Jalen Hurts shows us he's not that guy. And, I mean, he's surprised me every time. But I just think that the 49ers are just a scary team, Trey. I mean, you got Brock Purdy. I mean, yeah, he's a rookie, and but he's still playing big. The only thing that I worry about is the way they played against a good defense with the Cowboys last week. He did struggle, but I mean, he found his groove and he figured things out, which is awesome for a young player, especially. I mean, it's going to be awesome, man. I mean, CMC is going to tear it up. I mean, what do you think? I'm just worried it's going to be like run game, run game, run game, just like the one against the Giants. But
we'll see. And the way I look at it is almost like, you know, Hurts, I think, is a great quarterback, and I think he's surrounded by good players. I think Brock Purdy is a good quarterback surrounded by great players. Mm-hmm. So it's going to come down to that. You know, if the what's more important, having a great quarterback or having great receivers and running backs. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. You know, the Eagles are playing in their fourth straight home game. The last seven teams who have played in their fourth straight home game going into the conference championship round are 6-1, straight up and against the spread. Rookie quarterbacks in conference championships are 0-4. So we'll see. I mean, Brock Purdy has broken a lot of records. Maybe he breaks this one. The Niners are on a 12-game winning streak. So, you know, Brock Purdy seems to be that man, but, I think he's definitely carried by a very strong offensive players around him. And also, like you're talking about with the run game, you know, the Niners are number one against the run. No 100-yard games allowed to any running back this season.
Wow.
So that's intense, but Hurts will help the run game with his versatility on the ground. You know, I mean, this dude is a menace when it comes to, going left and pitching the ball or whatever he needs to do. So it's definitely going to hurt them with so many offensive players coming at them. Plus, the Eagles' offensive line is stacked, bro. I mean, the right tackle Lane Johnson has gave up zero sacks in 2022. Left tackle Jordan Mailata has gave up six, but still pretty good for a left tackle.
Yeah.
And Nick Bosa, I feel like, is going to target Mailata because he's gave up six and the right tackle has only gave up zero. Mm-hmm. So I think that the Eagles will do better running towards the right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, the Niners will be smart enough to spy Jalen Hurts. Shanahan knows what he's doing over there. It's going to be interesting. It's interesting. I didn't realize that they hadn't had one team with 100 yards rushing all year. That's impressive, man. But I think you're right. I think Jalen on his legs is going to be the difference here. I mean, it has been all year. It seems to be the answer. Did you see that one TikTok where the guy's like acting like he's Jalen Hurts? He's like, "What's the play?" And he's like, "Everybody looking at him like, we know the play. It's to you, man."
Yeah. He's like, "Jalen Hurts is the best on three." Or whatever.
That's hilarious, bro.
Tino, but I will say,
what's up, guys? What's up, Tino? Thanks Tino for popping time. In, bro.
What up?
Hey, hit that like button for us, buddy. You know how that is. What are we saying, Trey?
I will say, though, I think it helps that the Eagles have this kind of three-headed running back monster with Gainwell, Boston Scott, and Miles Sanders. You know, every player plays differently, so the 49ers have to prepare for all three of these players because every one of them have had a great game in their own right, you know?
Yeah, and then A.J. Brown, you think A.J. Brown, I mean, he didn't do amazing last week, but they were playing a good defense. I mean, they're playing a good defense this time, too. But you think A.J. Brown has a good game, Trey?
I do, because statistically speaking, every time A.J. Brown has a bad game, he follows it with an amazing one. And also, the Niners, every time they do very good against a wide receiver one, they follow it with a mediocre performance, and they shut CeeDee Lamb down last week.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Dak kind of shut CD down last week.
Very true.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure if he was there, he would have thrown it to him, right?
So what do you think it takes for the Niners to win this game?
What do I think it takes the Niners to win this game? I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of defense. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I really think that CMC has to get it going, and it's going to be hard for him because the Eagles got a decent run defense too. But CMC, Kittle's got to have a big game. Even the same things they've been doing all year, I think, is the things that are going to get them to where they need to be, bro.
Yeah, so I think the Niners win this game by establishing the run and controlling Jalen Hurts. They've got to get CMC heavily involved, and they've got to shut Jalen Hurts down. Because if they can stop Jalen Hurts, the run game is not going to be anything. And the Eagles, I think, win most of their games by running the ball. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and milking that clock, bro, which they were doing against the Giants. They got the lead. You know, it wasn't fun to watch, but it's smart football. And all anybody's going to remember is they won that game, not that they ran the ball and, you know, it was boring or whatever, because it was boring to me. But, you know, like, I just need a little more action. I just felt like they were just trying to drain the clock. But it's playoff football, man. You got to do what you got to do, bro.
Yeah, and I have no doubt there'll be more action in this game, whether it's defensive action or what have you. I mean, Nick Bosa being the menace that he is, you know, I guarantee you he gets a couple sacks. I think Brock Purdy gets sacked a couple times. I feel like there's definitely going to be some turnovers in this game. Probably more fumbles than interceptions, knowing both these quarterbacks. But I think the Eagles win this game by keeping the Niners on their toes with a versatile offense and shutting down Christian McCaffrey. I think that that's their number one goal, is to be should shut down Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, go ahead.
But they also need to get an early lead in this game. I think if the Eagles get an early lead and force the Niners to pass more, it's also going to take away from Christian McCaffrey. But I think Brock Purdy, the more he passes, the more he's going to make rookie mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't done a lot of that, though. I mean, it's just like you said, statistically, this since he's taken over, they haven't lost a game yet. He hasn't made a lot of rookie mistakes, bad throws. I mean, you see one every once in a while. You see him make a mistake. But for the most part, this kid has been legit, Trey.
Yeah, and actually, I think I saw where these guys played against each other in college. I think it was Iowa State with Purdy, and then Oklahoma with Hurts, and they had—I don't know if it was a bowl game, but it was a big game. I remember, and I think in the end, Hurts won, but I think Purdy's stats like doubled Hurts.
So do you remember who? Do you know who won?
It was Oklahoma ended up winning the game with Hurts, but like I said, the numbers look better for Purdy. But it was a high scoring game. It was like 41-42 or something like that in the end.
Nice. All right, final prediction, Trey. Score of this game. You got the Niners winning it, right?
No, I have the Eagles winning.
Oh, you got the Eagles winning it. What's the final score, buddy?
So my final score I have is the Eagles 24, Niners 17.
All right. Well, I got the Niners winning this game, and I think I'm going to go Niners 19, Eagles 17. I think it's going to be a lot of defense and a lot of punting, a lot of good stuff. It'll be fun to watch. It's going to be a banger, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. It's honestly my most exciting game for the week.
Wow, interesting, interesting. You got anything else for this game, Trey?
That's it on this game.
All right. Awesome. Fantasy football lovers, guys, don't forget Trophy Smack. Right now they're doing a Valentine's Day special, 15% off for a loser trophy, but they got plenty of winner trophies too. So make sure you go over there, trophysmack.com/fourthandflex. Tell them we sent you, man. Get you something nice. Get you something shiny. Listen, Trophy Smack, so you can talk that smack. Get it. Go on to the next game here, guys. We got the Bengals at the Chiefs Sunday, 6:30 Eastern. What do you got?
Over-under for this game is 47 points. The opening odds for DraftKings were Bengals by one. I think that's changed to Chiefs by one now that Mahomes walked out of the press conference looking good. they've moved that line a little bit. But I like the Bengals to win this game. I mean, all signs point to Joe Cool, Joe Scheisty getting the dub here, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Burrow, man, he is the truth, man. Going into Burrowhead to get a win, buddy.
Yeah, and you know, they already had the tickets for the AFC neutral zone between the Bills and the Chiefs. Burrow said, better send those refunds because I'm coming to Burrowhead.
Yes, sir.
There is snow expected for this game.
Not a lot, though.
Not a lot, but it is expected. Burrow is 8-0 in under 40 degree games. So there's that. Burrow is also 3-0 against the Chiefs.
Nice.
And the Bengals are on a 10-game win streak.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, they're tearing. What more do you want?
It's going to be a banger, bro. Honestly, I want Mahomes to be as healthy as possible. I want it to be a fair shot. I don't want to hear the Chiefs fans acting like, you know, if we had Mahomes at 100%, I mean, he's still not going to be at 100%. But even at 99%, I want this guy 100%. I think it's going to happen, man. And I think the big difference maker for the Chiefs, if they want to pull the victory off, has got to be Isaiah Pacheco, man. He has got to get the ball going, get some yards, get some tough yards that they need. They haven't had a fantastic running game. They've always had to rely on Mahomes and all that. They've always had a decent running game, don't get me wrong. But, having Pacheco doing his thing, McKinnon there catching passes, man. I mean, that's the way that they got to beat the Bengals, man. And the defense played great last week, and they could step up again and do it, Trey.
Yeah, Mahomes with the high ankle sprain is definitely a factor in this game. Regardless of the takes that you've heard and seen him walk in and stretch in and whatever, it will have an effect on his play for sure. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to agree with you that Pacheco takes a stronger role in this game. Mm-hmm. I also think McKinnon will get some extra rushes as well. Mahomes, when he's hurried, looks towards McKinnon. So I like McKinnon to step up. I know he had a kind of a rough game last week, but he steps back up in this game. Mm-hmm. And since he's injured, I think he will feel rushed quite a bit. So I think, you know, he's going to look for those checkdowns a lot more in this game. I guarantee you every Bengal out there has Mahomes' ankle written on the inside of their forehead. You know what I mean? Like, that's, they're looking for that.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to, bro. I mean, they're going to have to. He's not going to be able to. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and he'll probably try anyway, but I just don't think that Mahomes is going to be able to, do the Mahomes magic that he does, get outside the pocket, you know, do his thing that he likes to do there, you know?
Yeah, and you know, Sam Hubbard and Trey Hendrickson both probably got tattooed Mahomes' ankle on their arm. That's their whole playbook. Yeah. And these guys have been Mahomes' worst enemy in the matchups this year. I mean, Trey Henderson's gotten two sacks on Mahomes, and Sam Hubbard has also gotten several rushes along with a fumble. So these guys have been all over Mahomes, and I expect them to go even harder in this matchup.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about the Burrowhead thing, and Chris Jones just did it. He did an interview today. I think it was today where he was talking. He kind of poked at it, and he's all like, I'll see you in Burrowhead. So it's kind of scary, and this is something that I wanted to talk to you about. How much the Bengals are talking smack, dude. Have you heard all the smack the Bengals are talking?
Oh, yeah, it's been insane. And along with the drama with Eli Apple, have you seen that where he was throwing shots at Damar Hamlin after the Bills game?
What?
And Stephon Diggs, and he said Cabo on three or something like that with the hand heart.
Eli, you know, Apple. Like, I mean, this guy is not like an amazing shutdown corner. Who is he to even get in there and talking crap? That's crazy. I mean, he's been to what, the Saints. He's been to the Giants. I mean, who is he to say things like that?
He's nobody, and what really it's really hurting their fan base, man. Because I've seen a lot of people who are like, I hate the Chiefs, but because of Eli Apple, I'm rooting for the Chiefs in this game. And you know, there's always got to be a villain somewhere, and I get that. And it puts him in the press and in the spotlight. So do what you got to do to get your 30 minutes of fame or whatever. But come on, man, like, you know, you're taking it a little far with the Cabo on three.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're 100% right on that. And also Joe Mixon has been talking smack. The whole team, man. And that's what scares me, is because when things like this start happening, it's when they're just like expecting to win and all this, it makes me feel like, uh-oh, the Chiefs are going to pull the dub. You know what I mean?
No doubt. But guess who's not talking smack? Who's just sitting back, chill, cool, ready to go? Joe Burrow, baby.
He's
got the cigar locked and loaded. No questions, no problems. I'm going to walk out there and get the dub and go home. And then we'll move on to the next game.
This dude is ice cold, bro. He just gets up there, and I don't know what it is, bro. When he talks, it's just the way he talks is so smooth. It makes me want to listen, you know?
It's relaxing.
It is very relaxing, man. It's not a care in the world, this guy. Tommy popping in. Hello, boys. When does the fantasy baseball show start, Trey?
We're not really big into fantasy baseball. We can, if you have some questions, I could probably ask a couple boys I know about it. And we'll help you out. We're always here to help out our supporters.
Especially Tommy,
yeah, no doubt.
That's my dude.
I want to say, though, I think Travis Kelce is the big key to winning this game for the Chiefs, the most dominant tight end in the game. But look for the Bengals to shut him down at all costs. The Bengals are third against the tight end, which is pretty solid. They shut him down to four receptions in their last game that they played together. Mm-hmm. But I think that Travis Kelce is the golden ticket for the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl.
100%. It's like we said on the last show, but we knew, now we know that Mahomes, he could do it without Tyreek, but it's clear to me that Kelce is, like you said, the golden ticket. And I just don't think Mahomes would be as great without Kelce. Don't you think?
Definitely. I think that this team would not be anywhere near the level of performance they would without Travis Kelce, and who is also super chill and cool and relaxing to listen to.
I know. Shout out to Kelce. Kels, bro, come on the podcast, bro. I listen to you and your brother's podcast after the season, man.
No doubt.
Shout out Fourth and Flex over there, buddy.
They're doing big things.
Yes, they are. Guys, don't forget to like this video for us, please. That helps us out tremendously. Also, tag Travis Kelce, Bethel Heights. Tell him we said, what up? Subscribe to the video, guys, because we are giving away the Aaron Jones signed jersey coming up next week. Giving it away to one lucky subscriber, one lucky commenter. All you got to do is be a subscriber, comment on the live video on Tuesday. And we're going to put a big wheel on the screen, and somebody's going to get that bad boy. I know Tommy wants it, man. He's a Packers fan. Anyways, Bengals and Chiefs, Trey. What else you think, man? Anything else?
That's all I got for this game.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Me too. But awesome, awesome. Let's go ahead and let's get some pre-game prop rally. We're going to get you with some player prop bets. We're going to jump right into it. Cha-ching! Pre-game prop rally. Guys, we got some player prop bets to help you win some cashish this weekend. Trey, give me one.
So my first prop bet I've got this week is Boston Scott anytime touchdown at plus 550. You know, he's gotten several touchdowns this year. They have that three-headed monster there. I think that people look and practice against Boston Scott the least because he's probably on the field the least, but he's also looked to in the red zone more than any of these other guys. And he just consistently, when he gets in there at the 5 yard line, he's really able to punch it in. I think with, the way they're probably going to try to play against Hurts, they're going to need someone else to run it in like that. And I don't know if Sanders has the cojones to do it. I like Boston Scott to get a touchdown in this game.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Boston Scott, Gainwell too. I think Gainwell, the odds are probably pretty good for him to get one too. I like either one of those guys doing it.
I think it's like plus 330 for Gainwell.
Well, and what was Boston Scott again?
Plus 550.
Ooh, I like those odds. I like those odds. And yeah, they just love getting those guys touchdowns, man. They're just like, yeah, we get you with the third guy. We get you with the second guy. I love it. I got one for you guys. And this is going to be let's see. This is just going to be your basic money line parlay. Bengals plus 105. 49ers plus 125. Plus 230 odds. Two leg parlay. Yeah, I mean, get they're the underdogs, and they both have very big shots of winning this game, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't take that because the Eagles are going home, baby, with the win.
Yeah, the Eagles are going home
with the dub.
Honestly, that's the thing, bro. I can see it going anyway. The odds aren't amazing combined, but hey, you can win a little bit of cash, man, and keep it rolling.
No doubt, no doubt. My next prop bet I got for you guys here is Isaiah Pacheco, plus 750 for the first touchdown of the game. I like this a lot. I know Travis Kelce got it last week. His odds are pretty weak as a first touchdown because he got it last week, but I don't think that continues with Mahomes and his ankle and everything like that. I think they're going to try to establish the run first. Pacheco has known to get around the line and get a couple bursts off, and I think that he can run one in at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. First touchdown, I don't know. I mean, the only part of that that worries me is Bengals get the ball first and drive down the field like they have been doing in a lot of these games, and boom, you know, they get the first one. But it could go either way. I love, you know me, I love to take me a little risk there, so I love it.
Yeah, that's for the gamblers in you.
Yeah, I am a gambler. Maybe too much. Having too much fun with this sports bet. I ain't going to lie to you guys. But speaking of Isaiah Pacheco, I got one for him. I mean, this is just a little bump. Just get you a little money here. Plus two receptions, plus 165 odds. Anything in the plus odds is going to be a good thing for me. And I think he gets two catches, don't you?
Yeah, he definitely could get two catches.
Especially with Mahomes' ankle and all that.
Yeah, it's going to be check down city over there as far as I'm concerned.
McKinnon and Pacheco all day. Pacheck down city.
There it is.
Copyright that. Print. All right, what else you got?
So my last prop bet I've got for the day is a pretty smash parlay, and that's George Kittle and Travis Kelce, both anytime touchdown. At plus 455, depending on your app, I got a little bonus on mine at plus 485.
Nice.
But Travis Kelce had two last week. I feel like he's almost guaranteed to get a touchdown. George Kittle's the only one that I hesitate. But I feel like in this matchup, if they're going to win this game like you think they are, I think George Kittle has to get a touchdown.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Kittle didn't get one last week, but he has been on fire and getting one week after week, two some weeks. So, I mean, it is doable, and I love those odds, buddy. Another one I've got for you. Now, this is going to be a three-leg parlay for the whole weekend here. Christian McCaffrey, A.J. Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, anytime touchdown. So all three of them got a hit, but it's plus 775. Just like Trey said, it depends on your app. I know this one has a good odds boost on it on the app I use. Brings you up to 840, I think, 835, somewhere around there. Yeah, CMC, you know, he is, I mean, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, this guy's going to get one, right? Jamar Chase, he has just been, like, just goes to the end zone. Again, A.J. Brown is the one I worry about. But like you said, I mean, A.J. Brown, after having statistically, after a rough game, has a good game. So it may be A.J. Brown City. I love those odds, buddy, and just give it to me.
Yeah, those are good odds, man. I like that. I'm definitely going to throw some money down on that one for sure.
How could you not? How could you not? And another one I've got, my last one, is P-Rine. P-Rine getting 38 rushing yards, a little plus 125 for you.
That sounds easy.
Exactly. It does. P-Rine, you know, I think both of these teams are going to have to, you know, do things that the other team doesn't expect. And I think P-Rine running the ball, you know, maybe something they don't super expect to happen, but who knows? Who knows? Awesome. Some player prop bets to help you win that cashish this weekend, guys. I love it. Guys, we're going to talk to you about our sponsor of the show, somebody we love. You've probably heard us talk about him before, and that is Manscaped.
Exactly, guys. Manscaped, breaking news, they're now selling beard products. Ooh. That's right. Our friends at Manscaped have gone from Balls Mafia to Beard Mafia in 2023 to keep you well-groomed from head to toe with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. I don't know if you guys can see this, but this is the Beard Hedger. So I got this today. I've already used it. This thing has this immaculate head here, and it's got a rotator wheel to change the size so you don't have to keep up with all those different attachments and everything.
That is so awesome.
On top of that, it comes with beard shampoo, beard conditioner, which I have used. It smells delicious. It's got kind of a oaky tea tree oil kind of smell to it, very woodsy. I'm sure my wife, I can't wait till she gets home. She's going to tell me exactly how great it smells. This trimmer, the hedge trimmer, has 20 links, so you can do any size you want there. On top of that, it also comes, the beard kit pro comes with three free gifts: a brush, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress at all times. Guys, use promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide, baby.
Wide. Yes, sir. You heard your boy Trey over there. Guys, they are not only taking care of your balls, but now your face. Manscaped.com, promo code SUPERFLEX20, 20% off and free shipping, guys. This thing just came out, guys. Be one of the first to get it and support your boys over here. I love it.
Your beard will thank you.
Yeah, I know, right? I was thinking about your balls will thank you, but we weren't even talking about their balls today, Trey.
Not today.
Maybe later. All right, now for the fun part, guys. Playoff trivia with Trey.
That's right. Trivia with Trey, baby. Here to punk bandy some more with some tough trivia. Starting off, we got a couple easy ones. They got multiple choice. So, you know, you got a 25% chance regardless of your knowledge. Leading the NFL in 20-plus yard touchdowns, Devontae Adams at first with 10, A.J. Brown second with 7, Tyler Lockett third with 7. Who ranks fourth with 6 receiving touchdowns, 20 plus yards? Your options are George Kittle, CeeDee Lamb, Juju Smith-Schuster, or Gabriel Davis. And guys, if you're in the chat, shoot your answer down there. Let us know. See if you can get it right as well. Play along with us. It's a party over here.
Yes, sir. Receiving touchdown. Okay. You said
20 Kittle? Plus yard receiving touchdown.
Okay, so you said Kittle, Juju, Gabriel Davis, and
CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, you said it's an easy one. I'm going to go with my gut here and CD Lamb. Okay. That was just my...
Give you one more guess.
Yes, here. Is it... It can't be Juju. Is it? No. Can't be Juju. Kittle.
George Kittle is correct.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, sir. George Kittle is ranked number 4 with 6 20-plus receiving yard touchdowns this year. You know, and goes to show that, I mean, that's why we're talking about him getting a touchdown with our prop bets and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's right. He gets the ball. He goes far. I mean, it makes sense. What else?
Moving on to our next question. All right. So this player has the most catches, 27, and receiving yards, 391, on slant routes this season.
Okay.
Is it A, Brandon Ayuk? B, Stephon Diggs, C, AJ Brown, or D, T. Higgins?
So what'd you say? Say it again, the question.
Most catches and receiving yards on slant routes this season.
So let me think. I feel like Ayuk is the answer here, but I feel like you wouldn't give me two answers that were A in a row here. So I'm going to cancel out Ayuk, okay?
He's like, I don't know the answer, so I'm working on your brain.
Yeah, I'm working on my boy. let's think. What can I get the choices again? I'm
sorry. No, canceling Ayuk, you have Diggs, AJ Brown, and T. Higgins.
T. Higgins, he runs. Okay. I'm going to go Diggs. Okay. Then it's got to be it was Diggs and who else? I'm sorry.
So what you have left is AJ Brown or T. Higgins if you knock off Ayuk.
All right. AJ Brown.
That is correct. Thought I'd throw him off with T. Higgins in there, but he didn't fall for it.
I thought about it. You know me too well, dude. I thought about it like, you did that because that's my dude. All right, let's go.
That's A.J. Brown, most catches, 27, and receiving yards, 391 on slant routes this season. Look for him to catch some more in the slant on Sunday.
Whoop, whoop.
Next question we got. More kind of championship question here. How many, this one may be easy for you. I don't know. I didn't know the answer to it, but how many consecutive AFC championship appearances do the Chiefs have?
5.
That is correct. Mahomes has now taken the Chiefs to 5 back-to-back AFC title games with 2 wins in 2019 against the Tennessee Titans and 2020 against the Buffalo Bills.
It's impressive, man. You got to give it to him. I am not a Chiefs supporter nor fan, but it's impressive. It's impressive, man. I mean, before we go farther, how about all the blowback on Collinsworth for talking about Mahomes during that game, like everything he was doing, dude?
They're still talking about it. They're waiting. They're like, and just so you know, when you watch this game, it's better to have the game muted so you don't have to hear about how great Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah. Dude, Collinsworth, man, we get it, bro. The thing that gets me is when Brady plays, he does everything he can to not talk about Brady just because I feel like they think, oh, Brady's so great. Let me talk about everybody else because he gets all the talk or whatever. You know what I mean?
I've seen where on TikTok they took the clip where he says that was a great play by Mahomes, and they just started plastering it on every like bad play Mahomes ever did. So it's like Mahomes throws like an interception or gets sacked and fumbles, and it's just Collinsworth. That was a great play by Mahomes.
Right? Yeah. Crazy, man. Crazy.
All right, moving on to our last trivia question of the day. We'll see if you can get this one. It's a little bit harder than the last one, but we're moving over to the NFC. Who has the most NFC championship losses in the Super Bowl era?
No multiple choice here, huh?
No multiple choice, baby.
And it's NFC.
I will say it's relevant.
It's what?
It's relevant to this year.
Relevant to this year. I think the Bills.
That is incorrect because the Bills are in the AFC.
Got him.
I don't know, man. I just
got him.
My head went. I don't know. Just pretend that didn't happen. Is this live? We can't. Okay. NFC. Oh, God. If it's relevant, the Cowboys.
If it's relevant, it narrows it down to two, in my opinion. But no, it's not the Cowboys. Incorrect.
The Niners. It's got to be the Niners.
Tommy in the comments with the answer. San Francisco 49ers.
Good job, Tommy.
This team has lost the most NFC championship games. They have the record of 7-9 in the conference final. So 9 losses by the Niners. Finna be 10 as soon as the Eagles come in and clean up.
Tommy says, I win. You always win on this show, Tommy. Always, buddy. Awesome. Is that it, Trey? You ain't got no more
trivia?
That's
all I got.
Man, I can't believe I said the Bills. What are you gonna do, guys? Thank you so much for watching, guys. Don't forget that like button for us. Please subscribe to the channel. Like I told you before, we're giving away a signed Aaron Jones jersey. Guys, come back on Tuesday. Throw them notification bell on so you know exactly when we're going live on Tuesday. All you got to do is show up, comment on the video, and be a subscriber, and you're gonna go on the roll, on the wheel, to win this Aaron Jones jersey. We've done it before. We've had people win all the time, guys. Like I said, we appreciate you guys very much. Tommy says, thanks, boys. Great show. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for showing up, buddy. Yeah, we didn't get Albert popping in saying, sup, fellas, today, huh? Or Sir Bong's a lot in the clouds, huh?
Yeah, where are those boys at? But guys, if you are watching, don't forget to check the description. Our merch is live. Bandy, you want to show them that sweet hoodie you got on?
Oh, yeah, bro. Check it out.
Bam! Fourth and Flex hoodies. Come get your merch. We got hats. We got mugs. We got everything you need. Check the description. It is there waiting for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.